Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. Thank you so much, Lord, for making this opportunity for us to get together and study your word and study the prophecies that you're sending us to show us what's coming and always show us what to change, Lord, what to pray down and what to keep up. And we know you do, and we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We've been studying the faction Election War 1. Praise be to God. I believe it is 1. Because God's telling us that over and over, actually, that we're going to have the victory. So we believe him. Thank you, Father. Okay, this first revelation is... we called it Fall of the Factious House. And Ken C. gave this to us. He got this on 12, 11, and 20. And he said, the dream was the only kind of dream of this nature that I've ever had. It felt very different than my normal dreams. I found myself seated behind a lady who I perceived to be Nancy Pelosi. I never saw her face, just the back of her head. She was addressing Congress, standing behind the main podium in the main chamber of Congress, and all of the representatives were seated and in session. And while she was speaking of a victory, I felt a disappointed, discouraged feeling in my spirit. Well, no doubt, because of quite a few failures lately, it appears like God's grace has been lifted, but it hasn't. It's just a matter of the power of man failing so that God's power could prevail. He said, my power is made perfect through weakness. And too many people, you know, are attributing what's going on to man. No doubt many are feeling a little discouraged about what they see going on. But we told you, you know, remember that we've told you several times that it was going to look bad before it got better. And this is the reason, is that God is not going to permit man to have this final victory. He's the one that's going to bring the victory. And praise be to God. He said, I was saddened to see her, and in a general sense, the corrupt, still in power, leader of the house. Well, when I got to this point in this revelation, the Lord spoke to me this verse, Isaiah 43:14-19. Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake I have sent to Babylon, and I will bring down all of them as fugitives, even the Chaldeans in the ships of their rejoicing. Yes, they're celebrating. They're celebrating these victories, but it's going to be short-lived. Verse 15 goes on to say, I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, who maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters. So God is once again applying the victory over Babylon to a Red Sea judgment, which he does quite a few times in scriptures. Even though the Red Sea happened long before this, God wants you to see a picture in your mind of what's about to happen. Verse 17. Who bringeth forth the chariot and horse, the army and the mighty man, they lie down together, they shall not rise. Well, Babylon has had a mighty victory for a long time. They've kept that victory, they've kept God's people in bondage, but that's coming to an end. They are extinct, they are quenched as a wick. Wow, you can imagine what that looks like. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now shall it spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. All right, so that brings to mind pictures, you know, of going into the tribulation, preparing. God is preparing things for the tribulation. And, of course, many people don't think they're going there. But we see this mighty victory over Babylon, a crushing victory. I personally believe that the deep state and the Democratic Party and some of the Republican Party is going to be decimated. And it'll be a great victory celebrated all over the world. So Ken went on to say, while she was still speaking, a voice of one of the representatives interrupted her loudly, shouting in a confused tone of voice, "It's raining!" I again perceived the voice to be of AOC, as I did not see her say this due to where I was seated at the time. Well, I think that's a couple of examples of two stolen seats through Dominion software. Okay. After hearing this interruption, I pondered, how can this be? And thought to myself, we are inside of the House, a chamber of Congress, and surely the roof wouldn't be leaking. Well, let me just say, this has been called the Do Nothing Congress. And that's because they do nothing to help the people but make war against Trump. That's what they're focused on. That's all they're focused on. They're trying to save their neck. So they're focused on Trump. They know what he's out to do, and they're afraid he's going to be successful. And they are right. So they just make war. They don't worry about the rest of the things that we need to run the country. And he's done great things for the country. And the overwhelming majority of people know that. And the rest are probably mostly demon-possessed. In most people's opinion, the radical leftists stole their seats. And this is in the process of being proven. And this is why they feel that they must get rid of Trump before he gets rid of them. They're attempting a communist overthrow. They're being supported by the Communist Party of China. And they're being supported through money, funds, any kind of manipulation. They've invaded a lot of this country. It'll take God to get them out. Yeah, so in parallel, though, God has shown us factious usurpers in the church who have stolen a position of authority over the chosen people, kind of like Edom did to Israel. Herod was an Edomite, and he had usurped the authority of Israel. They, just like Jeroboam, factioned against the house of David and made priests of the people who were not Levites. In other words, they're not ordained of God. And so they worship the golden calf, calling it the Lord, right? The parallel war against President Trump and the man-child continues, but not for long. So continuing with what Ken has to say here, he said, as I pondered this thought, I got up from my seat, and peered into the crowd and noticed a light sprinkle of rain had fallen. I got up from my seat and peered. I could see the drops on all of the furniture, the desk, the podium, etc. As I leaned forward to get an even closer look at the drops. Just then, a section of the roof collapsed into a heap, bringing with it a huge amount of water and roof debris. Other dreams have an earthquake bringing down the house. These are spiritual revelations. There could be physical connotations. You can't imagine a heavy rainstorm bringing down the roof of the house. It's a very, very solid building. But an earthquake, you know, as in some of the other dreams, could be helping this failure of the roof. Don't know. So he said, what happened to me at first, what appeared to me at first to be walnuts still in their shells, I then looked up through the newly formed hole in the roof and could clearly see it was indeed raining heavily, and that it was raining both water and a mystery hail that I perceived to be walnuts at first glance. As the rain-slash-hail mixture continued, there was panic in the chamber as the Congress men and women screamed in shock and amazement. I watched as this rain-slash-hail mixture was totally destroying the house. So, what kind of rain and hail would destroy the house? Very solid building. First of all, the house has been ruled by the criminal deep state, and God is in the process of bringing that down. It is evil, and their works are evil, except for a few honest people who they will not listen to, and some were cheated out of their seats, so basically they're not going to be there when the roof falls, right? So, this spiritual rain is a destruction from God, because it's just about impossible, right? Speaking of the house of the evil man, God says in Matthew 7 and 27, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and smote upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall thereof. Wow, this would be a major miracle here, right? Another text that came to me, Isaiah 28, 15 through 17. Because you have said, we have made a covenant with death. And they have. They've made a covenant with the devil. They're Satanists, by and large. And they've made a covenant with the devil. And they're sacrificing his children, and so on and so forth. And with Sheol, which is death, we are, or the place of the dead, are we at agreement? They're in agreement with death. They're headed towards death. And when the overflowing scourge shall pass through, it shall not come unto us. This is one thing we know about the faction in both the state and in the church, is they're totally confident of victory. They're totally confident that they're right, which is ridiculous, and they're totally confident of victory. They're totally confident they will never meet with judgment. It never bothers them in the slightest. But I think they're starting to fear that they're losing their grip, okay? And I think God is putting that there. For we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. So they're hiding under falsehood. Who's going to uncover that? That's what this is all about. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, of sure foundation. He that believeth shall not be in haste. Now, we know that's Jesus, right? He is the cornerstone. He is the sure foundation. The men that did not build their house on the rock found their house falling. And this is a clear example of that. Verse 17, and I will make justice the line. With justice, they do not want to see justice. They want to make their own justice. You know, they make their own rules. They ignore their book. They ignore their constitution. In both camps, the faction do that. They ignore in the church. They ignore the word of God. It just goes right over their head. They are not going to obey it, and they feel quite justified in doing that. And in the state, of course, same problem. You know, they are very self-righteous about their evil and their breaking of the rules, and any kind of lie goes. Any kind of cheating goes. They don't care about stealing the vote. They have the mind of communists, you know. And righteousness, the plummet. So God say he's going to measure them according to righteousness. He's going to measure them according to justice. Whoa, that will destroy the wicked people. And the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies. There's the hail. And the waters shall overflow the hiding place. The waters are going to reveal what are hidden. I suspect the waters are the word of truth. Everywhere the rain mixture fell, Ken said, it dissolved away everything it touched. The furniture, desks, walls, everything. It was as if it was an exceedingly strong acid, just dissolving everything. Well, let me say, the water of the word of truth from heaven, which is kind of what rain is, right, symbolizes, which they hid from, will destroy them. They're hiding from the truth. The truth of what they have done will be everywhere soon, and it will totally destroy them. Ken said it left parts of the house totally dissolved away and other parts looking like it was Swiss cheese. The rain went on for some time, and more of the house was destroyed with each passing moment until it was just a heap of ruin. True. Like Swiss cheese. You know, there is a few honest people in there. They are not making much headway. It's a very frustrating thing to deal with people who have no conscience and who do not obey the rules. And they've gotten away with it for a long time, and they're used to breaking the rules and breaking every law that they can. And so we know that. We know these people. Ken said all the people who were once so sure of themselves and the government were terribly frightened at the sight of the house's sudden destruction. It was at this time I was curious to take a closer look at the walnuts to see if they were indeed walnuts. And as I peered for a closer look, I noticed that the hail I had thought resembled walnuts, still in their shells, were actually potatoes. Then the words, potato rebellion, came into my mind in a flash. Potato rebellion. Well, if you do a search on potato rebellion, you'll have no problem. There's like a page on this thing. It's a game. It's all over the internet. It's called Potato Rebellion. And listen to this parable. I mean, I only clicked on one of them and I watched it. You know, it's a game, okay? And the potatoes are little people, which these people are. They're very little people. They're small, let me say. The little people who get squashed before they get where they're intending to go. Yes, this is what happens. That's the game. Squash these little people before they get to their destination. And the sheep who they are riding on the back of are set free when this happens. Oh, so when these little people are squashed, like you could squash a potato, the sheep goes on. It leaves a splat on the ground, but their sheep continues on. And you know who the sheep are, right? The ones that they have been riding. This is so amazing. And they've hated all of God's people and sought to destroy them. And this parallel is true in the faction in the house of the church and of state. And I'll put a link here to the same thing I looked at. This, you'll see the parable there clear as day. Also, let me say this about potatoes. Potatoes are hidden underground. They grow underground. You don't see what they are till you dig them up and bring them out into the light. And then you know what you got. Well, that's what these people are. When they're brought out into the light, you'll know what you've got. A lot of people don't know what they have. They don't know that people are in office who stole that office. And they don't know that these people are working against America and for a foreign entity. I'm not just talking about the deep state. I'm talking about the Chinese communists who are invading the country. And we're in terrible, bad shape. So, I believe the light of the truth is about to be revealed, and it will destroy many in Congress on both sides of the aisle and the apostate faction in the church, too. It's going to be revealed. God said there's nothing hidden. It won't be revealed. He's going to take them down. So Ken said, well, just after seeing all this and hearing those words, I was transported suddenly to a bridge just outside the Washington, D.C., where I could now see that the rain-potato mixture was also destroying many different landmarks and government buildings throughout D.C. I don't know if you know about some of those landmarks, but they're straight from paganism, most of them. And it's amazing. And some, of course, are named for famous men, no doubt. I believe that many will lose their reputation when it is proven that they're traitors and that they got an office illegally by bribes or by blackmail or whatever. Ken said, as I looked in amazement at the destruction, I awoke. And that concludes the dream. I just wanted to share, as I again am looking for any insights, as I feel it fits in with what the Lord has been revealing through UBM in terms of faction / civil war in America. Yes. And let me say this. If you've been with us a while, you know this, that we've received many such dreams from the saints to confirm this interpretation. They're all parables, but the interpretation is the same. When a dream is doubled, Joseph said in Genesis 41 and 32, and for that the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh, it is because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. Now, he was talking about two separate dreams that Pharaoh had. One was about the seven cows, Genesis 41, 17 through 21. And the other was about the seven ears of corn, Genesis 41, 22 through 24. Doubled here means the interpretation is the same, even if the parable is different. So we've got a lot of parables that totally agree with this. You will recognize that when I share them with you. Just a few of them. So they're different parables, but they're telling us the same thing. God speaks that way. And most of the notes in these dreams were from the time of the dream, which could be a few years ago, before we know everything that we know now. But I also put a few updated notes pointing to this time. Yeah, you always suspect, most everybody suspects when they see a dream, it is the next opportunity for it to come to pass. Everybody is looking very carefully at the next opportunity for it to come to pass. But sometimes it doesn't happen there. Sometimes it happens the next time it has an opportunity to come to pass. For instance, now we're at another election. Okay. So there were thoughts, of course, what would happen at the first time that didn't happen. And then there's always these people that jump up and say, false prophecy, false prophecy. No, it's not. It's not false. We're going to find out this one, the ones I'm going to share with you, are not false. And he just gave a confirmation of some of these, that this thing is still coming. Here's one I'm going to share with you. Trump wins and a Capitol building blows up. And this was given to Sandy Shaw, November the 8th of 2019. And Don and Merlene transcribed it. The way that this dream starts, Sandy said, I knew I was, it was election night and it was late. Well, now here we are at just past another election, right? I turned the TV on to see, and she don't have a TV, but I turned the TV on to see the news. Trump had definitely won. Well, he definitely did. They were so surprised a blue state had turned red. Let me say, didn't I just share a revelation with you of blue states turning red? You know why? Because when the lie is unfolded and we see it as a lie, we immediately understand that he won with an overflowing victory. Look at the date of this dream. Back in 2019, the end of 2019. It's now that the blue states will turn red when the truth comes out. Yes, it's going to happen. We shared a dream about the news media, the national criminal news media, deep state news media, Communist Party news media. It's all going to come out. They in one dream, we're lowballing. Oh, we just barely made it. And, there was nothing wrong with the election and so on and so forth. They lowballed it. But the difference was a tremendous difference. He stole a lot of votes, not just a few. Then, all of a sudden, Sandy said, there was breaking news. They showed a Capitol building blowing up. Well, the Capitol Dome is where the House chamber is. She said, I don't know where. Well, it was the one we're talking about because we've got several revelations about that. So this blowing up is probably spiritual. Other dreams have the Capitol falling to an earthquake, which is spiritual, but could also be physical. I mean, we know shaking of the earth. There's a big change happening in the earth, a great movement, a great shaking. But we have reason to believe that there are physical properties in this. Other dreams seem to say that it is our own Capitol building and that the deep state government is going to be devastated as we are seeing happen spiritually. The liberals are falling all apart and losing all support, trying to impeach President Trump, which they're just impeaching themselves is what they're doing. They are destroying themselves in the view of everybody, except the demon-possessed, and are turning on one another, and will lose the election, and some of them are already losing their lives, and many more will. Okay, these are terrible criminals, totally demon-possessed. They have no qualms in killing a lot of people. They have made wars in order to make money for the deep state. They've done anything. World wars are nothing to them. Lives are nothing to them. Faction is that way. They're murderous. They have a spirit of murder. There was fire all around, and I looked at Jeff and said, civil war has physically started, and there is no turning back. So the Capitol fell in, and she makes this statement. Civil war has physically started, and there is no turning back. Well, these criminals have tried even world war to cover for their sins and failed and are desperate and have nothing left to do but to war against the people and the elected government. Well, watch out for famine, plague, sword, and fire. I've been telling you this for years now because the Lord showed us this is how Babylon destroyed the apostate people of God. These are the methods that they used. So God is going to use the deep state in their drowning effect. They're going to take down what they can of apostate Christianity. Don't know if you've watched, but there's some very old church buildings which are from the most apostate denominations being burned. So, but after that, after they have brought down apostate Christianity, it's going to be their turn. As Cyrus, as a type of President Trump, and his armies bring them down. Yes, they are ultimately going to lose this. It's not going to be without bloodshed. They're going to kill people. And they're going to lose more plagues on the earth. They made this one. They loosed this one. But the worst are coming. And they're going to try to poison everybody with their vaccines. The thing I discovered, amazing thing I discovered, is the tests and the studies that have been done that overwhelmingly it's leftist people who are afraid of this thing and are taking the vaccines. Who are they killing? They are killing themselves. Conservatives already know about this. The Edomites will lose by the hand of God. Those are, of course, those people who fought against and hated their own brother. You know, we've been brothers of sort here in the United States, but these people have no loyalty to the United States. They have a loyalty to those demons that rule them of communism, okay? And Ken said, then I woke up. Oh, excuse me, that wasn't Ken, this is Sandy. Then I woke up. I received by faith at random Ezekiel 31, 12 through 14. My finger was on 14. And strangers, the terrible of the nations, have cut him off and have left him upon the mountains and in all the valleys. His branches are fallen, and his boughs are broken by all the watercourses of the land, and all the peoples of the earth are gone down from his shadow and have left him. Well, this is talking about Pharaoh, but it fits very well, as we've seen. God puts Pharaoh together with the fall of the king of Babylon. And it fits very well because there's a Red Sea coming. The text speaks of the fall of Pharaoh and his army, which fits the Obama-Hillary administration, which has really never given up, but they are giving up now. And it is the nations that are destroying the deep state. The nations are turning against the deep state. The nations' armies are going across Europe, pulling these people out and bringing them to Gitmo and other places. And some of them they're killing. Verse 13, upon his ruin all the birds of the heavens shall dwell, and all the beasts of the field shall be upon his branches, to the end that none of all the trees by the waters exalt themselves in their stature, neither set their top among the thick boughs, nor that their mighty ones stand up on their height, even all that drink water, for they are all delivered unto death, to the nether parts of the earth, in the midst of the children of men, with them go down to the pit, Pharaoh and his mighty army. Well, it's happening for the deep state. It is happening for the deep state. Okay, here's another one. We called it Capital Nuked. Various methods of destruction, they just mean utter destruction. You know, Capital Nuked. And this was Lisa Gold on 8/23/14. Notice, we've been having these for a while. This is a short dream that I had a few years ago. I didn't write it down at the time, but always remembered some of it. One night last week before going to sleep, I asked the Lord to either give me the dream again or bring it all back to my memory. A few minutes later, I remembered how the dream went. Praise the Lord. I saw a big mushroom cloud rise up over the White House. It's not from the White House. It's over the White House, because from her perspective, she was looking in the direction of the White House, and behind the White House, of course, in the distance, is the Capitol. I believe the Lord showed me that the house behind the White House is the deep state attacking the White House. Yes, true. And President Trump. And amazing, you know. The Capitol Dome, this is my thought here, the Capitol Dome is where the House chamber is. It is the house behind, from her point of view, where the mushroom cloud rose up over the White House. Yes. It was a scary sight. And in a minute, of course, if you think this is the White House being nuked, in a minute she's going to tell you, no, that's not true. It was a scary sight, and people were panicking everywhere. The darkness on the land represents spiritual darkness, and there has been chaos breaking out sporadically. But if the deep state were to succeed, there could be mass chaos. I was in Texas looking towards the East Coast. I should note that we recently moved to Texas from Delaware, and that was, again, back in 2014. At the time of this dream, I had no idea we would move to Texas. Interesting. So that was a confirmation. Even though I was far away, I could see it clearly. I think the reason I was able to see it from where I was is because we all can see in the natural right now the attacks on Trump. It was like I could see all the states, but it was more like looking at a map. Hard to explain. I remember there was something about a northern state, which I believe was Minnesota, because I knew it began with an M. I don't know what it was. The Lord has not shown me more about that. I think it was Minnesota that they believe the Chinese shot down a jet above, just up above northern Minnesota. So I don't know. That could be at the beginning, anyway, of a war. Now, the Chinese are fighting on the side of the deep state against the United States. And their money is what's being bribing people, turning people away from truth, turning them into traitors, so on and so forth. And as this was happening, I knew chaos was breaking out. I prayed and then asked the Lord, where did this come from? Then I was caught up with the Lord, and he took me over to the White House, which looked enormous in size. The building looked the same as it actually is, just really big. What does this mean? Well, I think it's the White House we have now. It is really big. The White House was still there and large in the eyes of the people and in the eyes of the Lord. And the spiritual explosion did not take it down, obviously. And this means that the White House and President Trump will retain his power with the people, while the criminals running the House and parts of the Senate are taken down. Notice the White House is now big, and the House being behind it is now small. And it is so in God's eyes, and it is so in this dream. It goes on to say, he showed me a smaller white building behind it. I said, that's where it came from. Could this be the mostly underground building built at the intersection of the Underground Railroad to the House and to the Senate in case of an attack? You know, the rotunda is a place where the House and Senate meet and the executive branch meet at the rotunda, right? Our friend Brandon, Charlie, told us of his friend Brandon, who we know, we've met, and we've talked to. He was a nurse who was seeing to a patient in his hospital room when a man walked in with a briefcase, in a suit, in a briefcase, and he opened it to show him a drawing of this building. The man said, these walls were made to fall inward, not outward. Ah! Then he put the drawing back in his briefcase and was leaving the room. How weird. Well, Brandon decided, I'm going to follow this guy, so he followed him out. But when he got to the hall, he was walking right behind him. When he got to the hall, he looked both ways and the man was gone. Obviously, it wasn't the man. There was no way he could have ducked into a room. He was clearly an angel. And I believe this is the Capitol building, which will fall on the lawmakers. Just as I got the words out, I knew the answer was yes. Even though this was a horrible thing, I felt peace because I knew the Lord was with me. And here was a follow-up dream that was given to Angelica Garza. I had a dream that Nancy Pelosi was attacking me. I think I was asking her if she knows about the Lord. Not if she knows the Lord, but about the Lord. And I realized that she was just wasting my time and was planning to attack me. I'm not sure, but I thought she was going behind this shed-type building frame with no walls to change into a swarm of bees. Well, they are swarming together, all the bad actors, to come against the church. The leftists, the Satanists, the witches, the Muslims, the anarchists, the communists, the drug lords, many of the homosexuals, etc., etc. Birds of a feather. Then she attacked me and I ran, as God's people will do, I believe. Don't remember much else. Maybe this is a confirmation of an attack from them. Yes, it is. They are going to attack the people of God. They consider them to be the problem behind Trump being in office. And they're right. She has been in on all of the deep state corruption to take down the church. Talking about Nancy, right? Now, here's another one. And this is Ken Dewey's prophecy on the fall of the Capitol, on the deep state lawmakers. Ken said, Washington, D.C. will dance and then fall. Okay. So, I made an update in this on 11/20/16. Yeah, where I said, I think this speaks of the buildings in an earthquake dancing. You know how they move. They ripple, so on and so forth, with the land, you know. However, Pam pointed out that there are inaugural dancing balls from about 117 to 21. But this could be a timing in 2021. Yeah, it could be. So, just giving you a couple of options there. He went on to prophesy, men will frantically search the rubble looking for their leaders. This nation will go down to rise different than it fell. Oh, we hope so. I will stop them short of their plans, kind of like the squashed potatoes. They didn't make it. They had a plan. They were going to take over America and make it a communist country. Yeah. I will be in the White House. I will be in the ruins, making sure the right men rise. I am definitely going to turn things around. I will shut the mouth of the arrogant, and silence, the silence will be golden. And Jesus Christ, he signs this with Jesus Christ. You know, I do believe the silence will be golden. The silence from the railing, the slander, the chaos, the lies, the hatred, the criticism, the railing. It'll be golden. All of that from the left, the factious left. And we deal with it in the church, too. He went on to say, you must know and be ready because without me, you will not stand. I will shake things off their foundations to uncover the wicked plan of the enemy to destroy this land. Well, there you go. The potatoes are coming out into the light. I will move to stop the present administration. Well, now it's the previous administration, which never gave up power, by the way. They still, you know, controlled a lot of the FBI, the CIA, and other intelligence sources. And they're slowly being weeded out. Praise God. And the Democratic Party. He said, I will move to stop the present administration and the Democratic Party. They will fall and fall hard in the shaking. Many evil men will die the death. Yes, tragic death. Cutting them short of their goal, just like the potatoes. You must know and realize that I will strike the very ground that they walk on. That sounds like an earthquake to me. Washington, D.C. will be shaken. The buildings and the government leaders. So bad, there will have to be an emergency leadership set up, and in the setting up of it, many changes will result. I will raise up new leaders to walk in a different way. The present administration will cease, and many others. That was, of course, the one that was passing away but still wanted to hang on to it. Other nations will also lose their corrupt governments because this is the first of many quakes that will circle the globe. Well, we got confirmations of that. At the time of the man-child, nations are overthrown, according to the scriptures. And the circling of the globe, I remember Eve, I think she said there were 15 major earthquakes that went around the globe, kind of like an earth tide, probably from planet X, would be my guess. Because it's a terrible magnetic force against planet Earth, and it actually pulls the Earth to it, the skin to it, and there would be a lot of terrible earthquakes. Anyway, he went on to prophesy, the Democratic Party will be devastated. I move to make a statement to the people of America. All right, that will make a statement right there. God will not put up with this. Quote, catastrophe times three. This has been my warning in the past that you have written. Earthquakes, look for them on the West Coast, on the East Coast, and the New Madrid will split. Well, although I've never met Ken, this is exactly as we have taught because of the dreams and visions that we in our local ministry have received. Yeah. Exact same thing. This was another confirmation. He goes on to say, there will result major destruction and many will perish. I have heard the Lord speaking about 2016 and saying a lot of things of great importance. By the words I have heard about the change of the president, it sounds as if this nation will see its government fall down so hard that there will be of a necessity a whole new order begun to replace the fallen. Yes, and I think he had revelations after this of certain people who would be in the government to reform the government. Okay. He went on to say, in the midst of this turmoil, there is going to be a great time of blessing for the people of God. The blessing he talked to me about was in the form of building. He said he would call many Noahs to build what he calls the Ark of Safety. Yes, and we've called this time the beginning of the rebuilding of the kingdom of God because God's people came out of Babylon to rebuild the kingdom of God. Okay. The fact is, the Lord has many thousands of his people in this land, and he intends to protect them from the storm that is coming. In this year, we can expect to see the Lord taking from the wicked and giving to his people. He's been doing it. Where do you think all this money is coming from? He's been doing it. As it was just before Israel went into the wilderness tribulation. That's just the same way, right? 2016 will actually be a time of building of his body. It is true that God's body is being built up from that time to this. Preparing them for the great judgment that is coming. Yep. And at the time of the body of Christ's building, there will be a great time of the ungodly falling. Yes, so true. Okay. I'm going to do another one here. This is the repairing of the Passover for the East Coast earthquake. to take down the Capitol. And this was in April the 19th, 2012. Yep. And this was Deborah Horton received this revelation. I put a little note here about another person, Rick Sergeant. On 4/19/12, Rick Sergeant said, "I saw the word earthquake in red letters. I then saw these words, great destruction will impede traveling." Unquote. Then I saw the number 85. I did not know what this number meant. Well, Deb, neither one of them knew each other. She had a revelation about the number 85. So, after asking the Lord to explain to me about this 85, I received this revelation from Deborah Horton within 2 days. And 85 is emphasized again. She didn't know about Rick's dream. Here I was restoring I-85 overpass or pass over. God uses, you know, these kind of things to hide from the wicked, you know. I-85 overpass or pass over going to Washington, D.C., where a record earthquake had just happened as a sign of the great earthquake to come. And here is a portion of it. Okay. In other words, there was a fault line that even showed us where the future earthquake will come because they had an earthquake there. And Deborah said this, "There was a highway work crew repairing the overpass where I-85 goes over Highway 29. The spiritual road crew represents those reformers who restore the paths to dwell in. Isaiah 58 and 12. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places, and thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in." And Deb's note here is overpass is a wordplay on Passover. If we want the Lord to pass over our sins, we must forgive everyone. But I was giving place to doubt and bitterness about a particular person when I had this dream. In real life, the place where I-85 passes over Highway 29 was chewed up by heavy trucks going to and from the smelly multi-state landfill. The landfill there is as large as a small mountain. Part of it was finally patched. So we could say that the I-85 overpass or Passover has been kept in disrepair by trucks, creating a mountain of garbage, representing the magnitude of stinking thinking and the ways of those who give in to factions and their false Jesus and apostate leadership, or evil leadership in D.C. That would explain why below David was repairing the road. And then she puts Isaiah 58 and 12, the restorer of paths to dwell in. And Deb later told me 85 is meaning 8, new beginning, and 5, grace. Highway 29 mostly parallels and covers I-85, zigzagging back and forth across the path of I-85. And here's a comment from Rick's emails. He said, "In Deb Horton's dream, David was over a highway work crew repairing the I-85 overpass or Passover." And this is talking about the Passover of Highway 29, which represents the coming East Coast earthquake, meaning God's people must be prepared through faith and good works to escape these earthquakes. Okay. So, going on, she said, "In the natural, Highway 29 goes to the heart of Washington, D.C., which speaks of the future quake. USGS says the epicenter of the 8-23-11 quake was 5.8, which is 85 backwards. It was 5 miles south-southwest of Mineral, Virginia, which is 84 miles to D.C., probably 85 miles to the White House, I imagine. Number 29 may mean a second quake or judgment. 2 equals second or division by earthquake, and 9 equals judgment. Yes, that's true. So, I said back then in 2012, I'm convinced of the spiritual revelation of the number 85 as a Passover and that these quakes are coming. But it is interesting that a Passover is being repaired on the I-85 interstate going over Highway 29 and goes 84 or 85 miles from the epicenter of the last quake in Virginia to D.C., where the same 5.8 quake judged, listen to this, the Washington Monument, the Statue of Liberty, and cracked the White House. Not a chance, as this is not a sign. Government and liberty will be changed by this. I'm convinced that we must be entitled to the Passover of this judgment, which was paid for by Jesus, and when it does come, of course. Make sure your heart is right with God, and make sure that you are abiding in Christ, which is the safe place, right? Okay. Well, here's another one. I'm going to go through it quickly. The enemies will fall in the Capitol. Eve Brast, 7/12/2016. I had prayed at the Monday night prayer meeting for a confirmation dream about the things we all had discussed and prayed about concerning this country. It was a confirmation of just what we said that night. On Tuesday morning, I had this dream. I had a dream within a dream that I was high up at the edge of a balcony inside the Capitol Rotunda in D.C. Remember, the rotunda is where it's a symbol of our government, and it's a joining of the House, Senate, and the President's room at the Capitol Rotunda. This place of powers and constitution has been usurped by this president, talking about Obama, because he's an illegal president, or was an illegal president, but it appears not for long. By God's grace, I updated this. I don't remember. I didn't put a date on this time, but this is way back. And God's grace gave us President Trump. I was sitting in a car, which we thought was associated with a future part of our ministry that would fall if the government didn't change. Okay. Need to remember that. It also had red leather interior. The car was teetering on the edge of the balcony, and there was no railing. I could look up and see the domed ceiling of the rotunda near the roof of the car. I then leaned forward to look down towards the foundation through the front windshield of the car. Oh, don't lean forward, Eve. Don't lean forward. The whole car then slid forward and began falling towards the floor and foundation of the building. All I could see everywhere was white curvature of the walls and the floor below. It was like falling downward inside a large white grain silo. Yeah. So I believe this is a symbol of our ministry to the people falling if the criminal government stayed in office under Hillary. And as I got closer to hitting the bottom, I could make out all the cracks in the foundation of the rotunda, right? The cracks I believe, symbolized the instability of the Obama government, and it was about to fall, and it's still falling. So, and then a voice behind me said, commanded to stop. So she was falling in the car, and the voice said, commanded to stop, meaning the car's plunge, right? So my thought was back then that in the car was Eve, the symbol of the bride of the last Adam, Jesus, but she and her authority will be saved. She went on to say, so I pointed to the front of the car and commanded it to stop falling. The car pulled up very swiftly and to the right. Oh, praise God. We don't want to go to the left, do we? And of course, I believe this is a sign the Obama-Hillary government will fail to bring down our ministry. And that was written back then, of course. Then I saw some maroon carpet appear in a room to the right on the ground floor, along with an old cherry wood desk and chair. You'll recognize that as belonging to the president, right? There were some books and an old lamp that was lit on the desk. And that's the president's room she's describing there, right? It's part of the rotunda. And then I woke up from the dream, inside the dream. I found myself standing back up on the edge of the high balcony with no railing. Behind me was a hallway with several rooms. It was semi-dark because there were important men laying on large cots in these rooms. Well, let me say, physically, there is nothing that high in the rotunda like this. This is a future spiritual government that is above the physical government represented by the rotunda. Okay. Then a person walked up to me and asked, hey, Eve, anything new? Had any dreams lately? And I began telling her about the dream I had just woken up from when an angel appeared behind us and came and stood behind us. He said, the Capitol will fall. Oh, so the note I wrote back then is the former deep state government will fall. Yes, it will. See, you. There are times when we could have thought this was the time, but look, it's still happening. People are so quick, especially the faction. They jump to every chance they get to try to make every dream a lie, even because the dreams nail them. Basically, he then went on to quote Amos 9:1 and pronounce judgments. Wow. The Capitol will fall. And then he quoted Amos 9:1, which we've received in our morning meetings many times. Amos 9:1. I saw the Lord standing beside the altar, and he said, smite the capitals that the thresholds may shake. Well, the thresholds of the rotunda are to all the branches of the deep state government at that time. That was a note I wrote back then, right? Capitals, plural, of other deep state governments are falling too. I wrote that back then. And it's still true. And break them in pieces on the head of all of them. Ooh, that sounds like Ken's prophecy. And I will slay the last of them with the sword. There shall not one of them flee away, and there shall not one of them escape. The same verse that we've received many times. The government buildings will fall by spiritual and or physical earthquake on those that God decides to take out so that a new government will have to be formed. It's like Ken said. Then the angel disappeared, and David came walking up to us. And I believe this is a type of the man-child David reformers coming to power. At the time of the collapse, the John the Baptist repentance ministry will bring in the man-child ministry, because it's just in type and shadow of what happened in Jesus' day. Same thing. With the collapse of the evil government in church and state, the man-child ministry government will begin. Yes. Not that they're not here now, it's that this anointing is the kingly anointing that we're talking about that is coming. They were 12 young men in all. In other words, these people that were above, at the top of the rotunda, which there's nothing up there, so it's spiritual, right? These were 12 young men in all, about 19 years old, very big and strong, like linebackers on a football team. And strong in spirit because of the anointing, I would say. I didn't see them all, only the first one that was awakened, but I knew there were 12. We have many dreams of the coming 12-man child from UBM. And I think that this is a spiritual number. 12 is the number of the elect. It's the number of completion, so on and so forth. So 144, by the way, is 12 times 12. So this is probably an abbreviation. I believe they are, but of course, all of man-child ministry is not in UBM. We have a few, though. I believe that they are new leadership being raised up for God's people after things take a dive in this country. Yes. So after the fall of the carnal government, right? Because they were in that upper area with us, it was a place that couldn't have existed in the natural, being attached like that to the top of that domed rotunda. And my note was, the heads of the new spiritual government for the church, when Pharaoh and his mighty men fell in the Red Sea tsunami, Moses was there to lead the people into the wilderness. And before this, the people had been under the Egyptian government, and now it was dead. Amen. And of course, that represents our deep state right there. I had a feeling in the dream that David knew these young men and had been watching over them, maybe as a type of Jesus. Yes, we keep hearing about different ones who are members of the man-child body. Yeah. We were prophesied to be the point of the spear of the man-child ministry. And that's been many years ago. The men were all on these large cots, covered even over their heads, with dark blue and green blankets. And I woke up after seeing the first man get up. So these men are asleep. Even their faces are covered as like dead men. This is a resurrection like at John's baptism for the man-child Jesus, right? John meaning, of course, repentance, and he was to make the way for the coming of the Lord. We know the Lord is coming in his man-child to reform the church. And so their heads were covered as a sign of illegal authority over them, as in 1 Corinthians 11, a man should not have his head covered, for his head is Christ. But they are covered because, in effect, their ability to effectively govern has been usurped by Pharaoh's government. Yes, and we're talking about the deep state. They will awaken to the fact that they have been prepared by God to take leadership when Pharaoh and his mighty men die in the Red Sea, again, the deep state, while chasing God's people, just like this deep state government is dying. This is a sign that the wilderness tribulation is just ahead. Well, I believe it. Thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you for this revelation. It's encouraging. We know that what you're going to do, and it is good. It won't be without pain. We know there's trouble coming, a civil war of sorts. We pray it's short and sweet. It's not going to be sweet. I'm sorry. But it's going to be short, I hope. So thank you, Father, for this. We love and we praise you for all you're working for this country and making an opportunity for a great revival. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, saints. God bless you. Appreciate you so much. Pray for us.